Egyptians have gathered in Cairo's iconic Liberation Square to mark the first anniversary of a revolution that toppled the regime of former President Hosni Mubarak. The military junta, which took over after the revolution, has been under fire by the Egyptian public. It's been asked to hand over power to a civilian government. Washington has renewed its military threats against Iran over Tehran's nuclear energy program. Speaking in his annual State of the Union address, U.S. President Barack Obama said, quote, "There are no options off the table." He also reiterated Washington's commitment to Tel Aviv, saying the U.S. has the closest military cooperation with Israel. Israel has congratulated the European Union on its latest decision to impose unilateral sanctions against Iran. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton's visit to the region comes a day after the bloc imposed new sanctions targeting Iran's oil. U.S. Republicans have called President Barack Obama's economic policies, quote, "a grand experiment in trickle-down government." The comment was made by Governor of Indiana State Mitch Daniels on behalf of the Republican Party. Daniels says Obama has not delivered on his promise to fix the ailing U.S. economy. Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari has met with his Myanmar counterpart Thein Sein during his two-day visit to the Southeast Asian country. He called for stronger trading and economic ties with Myanmar. Zardari, who faces a growing political crisis at home, is also set to meet Myanmar's opposition leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. Political and business heavyweights have gathered in the Swiss mountain resort of Davos to take part in the 42nd World Economic Forum. The Eurozone crisis and its global impact are set to top the agenda. The meeting comes as ratings agency Standard & Poor's has recently downgraded the credit worthiness of 9 Eurozone countries. And a landslide in Papua New Guinea has left dozens of people missing and many settlements in the region covered in mud. The landslide prompted U.S. oil giant ExxonMobil to stop work at its nearby liquefied natural gas project. A search is underway for possible survivors of the incident. Hong Kong has celebrated the new Lunar Year of the Dragon with an impressive fireworks spectacle. The skies over the picturesque Victoria Harbor were lit with colors for more than 20 minutes. Fireworks and deafening firecrackers are traditionally believed to scare off evil spirits in the Chinese New Year.